another high-powered offense that you'll be facing on Sunday. I guess it probably starts with Drew Brees. In your opinion, what makes him such a challenging guy to go up against?
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is an excellent offense. I think it really, you know, starts with Drew Brees, starts with Sean Payton, you know, and Coach Carmichael obviously also at the helm. So this offense has a wide variety of weapons that they do a great job of distributing the ball to in both the run and the passing game. They do a great job from a standpoint of mixing personnel groups, formations, different looks that you see every week. They do a great job of running their concepts week in, week out, and putting different people in excellent positions to make plays. I think Drew Brees does a great job of spreading the ball around and really finding the open receiver in the passing game, or, you know, trying to get the right running play or right particular play called or audible at the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, there's some of that in the offense also. So I just think they do a phenomenal job of the system. They're a very fast-tempoed offense from a standpoint. They get to play in quickly. They're out of the huddle. They're at the line of scrimmage. They're
next
ready to go.
From Bob Soucy.
Bill said yesterday that one of the things about Sean Payton as a play caller is that he makes you defend every inch of the field. And looking at their pass receiving numbers, Graham is followed by two running backs, Thomas and Sproles, and Thomas had nine catches against Chicago. Can you speak to the challenge of defending that offense and the way they incorporate their backs in particular in their passing game as well?
Sure. I mean, I think, Coach Belichick hit it right on the head. I mean, they're going to obviously try to use every aspect of the field available to them to get the ball displaced and dispersed. You know, the running backs do a great job in the passing game of getting out into space, both with Sproles and Thomas, you know, out quickly into routes. They'll line them up in different formations, remove them from the backfield, and really allow them to, you know, take advantage of the particular matchup or the amount of area that they'll have out in the field to work, you know, the particular route combinations that they have established for them. So they do a great job with that. I mean, obviously, you know, the tight ends, the running backs, you know, Graham, Watson, but obviously the wide receivers, I mean, Colston, you know, Moore, Toon, Stills, Meacham. I mean, all of them play, all of them get out on the field, and all are crucial and critical part to the offense. So you really have to defend all of it, and that's what makes it so difficult.
As a follow-up, I know you haven't seen Brees firsthand a lot in past years, but does he seem more patient? Is he willing to take the yards underneath or the short yardage plays more this year? Last year had a pretty high interception number. Just curious about his approach as a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I think Drew obviously is, you know, like I said before, does a great job of really trying to analyze the defense, see what you're in, try to get to the proper read and progression, find the open receiver, and distributes the ball very well to everyone. So I think he's definitely, you know, doing a great job of that this year and really you know, finding the particular weakness of the defense where he knows he can exploit it and get a, you know, a real positive play or an explosive play out of it.
So Brees does have so many targets that he can look to, but a lot of the times, I mean, you know he wants to throw to Jimmy Graham. You know that that's a dangerous option. What about him in particular makes him so hard to defend?
Sure. I mean, obviously, you know, Jimmy Graham and Drew have a, you know, a real timing and relationship there where he does a great job of finding open areas, whether it's in zone coverage or working away from leverage and man coverage. He is a big target for Brees to throw the ball to. He's got a big catch radius and just a big-bodied person that gives you a, you know, difficult matchup when you're trying to either, you know, put a defender on him or try to close his zone off where he can, you know, find that open space. So I think they just do a good job, the two of them, of being on the same page in those particular situations where, you know, that's where the ball is going and that's, you know, the read for Drew on that particular play. I think, you know, Jimmy does a great job of whether finding the open zone or working away from leverage, whatever it is, and there's obviously a good trust relationship there that they're going to be in the right spot and be on the same page.
And I was just wondering if you could comment. It seemed like Brandon Spikes had a pretty active game on Sunday, and just comment on his play and maybe what you expect from him going forward.
Well, I think, you know, obviously coming out of Sunday and trying to take a look at the game moving forward into New Orleans. We're just trying to improve on our performance. Obviously, we need to do better than that. I obviously need to coach him better, and we got to go execute better than that. But I think Brandon really tried to go out and play hard and played aggressive and do the things that we asked him to do. But obviously, there's a situation where we all got to just do a better job and obviously try to do everything we can to come away with the victory. So, but obviously pretty focused on New Orleans right now and moving forward to getting ready for the challenge that this offense really presents for us.
Hey, Matt, do you, with a weapon like Jimmy Graham, is he somebody you game plan around or game plan for specifically?
Well, obviously, I think the difficult thing that New Orleans presents from our perspective and the positive for them on their perspective is that there's multiple ways that they can and do attack a defense. Like I said, Coach Payton will be quick to, try to find out and see exactly, how you're playing everyone in their offense and really try to work the ball around to their, appropriate targets. Jimmy Graham being one, obviously, but Colston and all of them, the running backs, Thomas, Sproles, Moore. I think they do a great job, again, of getting the ball distributed to the open receiver. So I think you just really have to try to defend, a lot in all areas of what they're, trying to do. And I think if you, focus attention in just one particular spot, then, they have plenty of weapons to go elsewhere.
You mentioned earlier sort of the precision passing game and wanting to get the ball quick in New Orleans. Is this a week where maybe route disruption and, being physical with the line of scrimmage takes on even an increased emphasis for you guys?
Well, certainly, I think, again, this offense, is a very balanced offense with both the drop-back passing game along with the play-action game and plays where they move the quarterback around along with the run game. So I think you have to really try to be able to, defend all of those situations and make sure you're not in a, a particular situation where you're just trying to handle one aspect of the offense and get caught in a bad play with something else that they're doing. So certainly want to make sure that we have all of our bases covered there and can't really let anybody run free through the defense. Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble. Drew's going to be able to find them pretty quick. So obviously, it's a big challenge for us to make sure we get all the skilled players covered.
Hey, Matt, just wondering, there's been a lot of focus so far this year about the rookie wide receivers. So you've got more than your share of rookies on the defensive side, especially on the line with Joe Valano and Chris Jones and Michael Buchanan. Just wondering if you can talk to their, how they're coming along, what you see from them now that you didn't see from them earlier in the year.
Well, I mean, I think obviously, we're well into the season here, so we have, expectations for everybody on defense to continually get better and to work hard to improve. Obviously, those guys would fall into that category. And I think we're really, they're trying to study and learn the game of football and, have a better understanding of, how the NFL, works and operates. So, but I think, in general, again, we're just trying to get better. And obviously, we got to improve from last week and as a defense as a whole and just try to, do a better job than what we did. So this week's going to be a big challenge for us and be a big challenge for the guys, across the board, both up front and the back end to be able to handle, everything that New Orleans does. Certainly, their offensive line does a great job, both the run and the pass protection. So that'll be, a big test for us up front to be able to see if we can, hold up against what they're doing.